Now, the trade finance ecosystem in India. What is the ecosystem, trade finance ecosystem? Who are involved in the trade finance? What is involved our ecosystem? Involved in the ecosystem is stakeholders, financial instruments, regulatory bodies, and support infrastructure. All these collectively enables the facilitates both domestic transactions as well as international trade transactions. Therefore, it is essential for providing a working capital, risk mitigation, credit assurance, and the smooth document processing across the trade value chain. The key participant consists of, one by one we will see, the key participant consists of, number one, banks and financial institutions. Public sector banks. In India, I am talking about public sector banks, private sector banks like HDFC, ICICI, Axis, foreign banks like HSBC, Citi, Standard Chartered, NBFC and FinTech offering the trade finance products also. And their role is, banks and financial institutions' role is to issue a letter of credit, provide export-import finance, handle the documentary collection, and offer bill discounting and factoring, etc. Next is Export Credit Agencies, ECA, Export Credit Agency. Export Credit Guarantee Corporation of India in ECGC provides the credit risk insurance and guarantee to the exporters and the banks. Exim Bank of India offers export finance overseas, investment finance, and buyer's credit. Regulatory and government bodies. These are the stakeholders, right? Reserve Bank of India is a regulator and it regulates the foreign exchange, that is Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, banking norms, Direct General of Foreign Trade, that is DGFT, who issues the foreign trade policy, that is FTP, and also issues IEC, that is Import-Export Code. Ministry of Commerce and Industries, they design the export promotion schemes, Central Board of Indirect and Direct Taxes, Customs, CBIC, who regulates the custom duties and GST on export and import. Trade facilitation and support institutions. These institutions are also stakeholders. Federation of Indian Export Organization, that is FIEO, Export Promotion Council, that is EPC, Chamber of Commerce, that is CII or FICCI or ASOCAM, Customs and Port Authorities, and the role provides the certification and advocacy, dispute resolution, and trade promotion. This is the role played by the trade facilitation and support institutions. Financial instruments in the ecosystem. Now, we are talking about, first we have seen the transaction. Now we'll see the financial instrument in ecosystem. Sorry. The financial instrument in ecosystem consists of pre-shipment finance, which is called as packing credit, post-shipment finance, it is called as export bill discounting, letter of credit, that is LC, bank guarantee, that is BG, factoring and forfeiting, buyer's credit and supplier's credit, trade credit and insurance, and supply chain finance. These are the financial instrument in Indian ecosystem of the trade finance. Trade infrastructure and technology. Trade infrastructure and technology, particularly it consists of following. Number one, digital platforms. Which are those digital platforms? The trade receivable discounting system. Trade receivable discounting system, that is TREDS, trades. Trade receivable discounting system is digital platform. This is a digital platform to finance the MSME trade receivable through the factoring. ठीक है. देन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक बिल ऑफ लेडिंग दैट इज ई बिल एंड ई इनवॉइसिंग दैट इज ऑल बोथ आर इन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक फॉर्म नॉट इन फिजिकल फॉर्म. देन आइस गेट. व्हाट इज दिस आइस गेट? आइस गेट मीन्स इंडियन कस्टम्स इलेक्ट्रॉनिक गेटवे. इंडियन कस्टम्स इलेक्ट्रॉनिक गेटवे फॉर द कस्टम्स क्लियरेंस डॉक्यूमेंटेशन एंड एक्सपोर्ट इम्पोर्ट रिपोर्टिंग. आइस गेट इज वेरी मच रिक्वायर्ड. दैट इज अवेलेबल ऑनलाइन एट द कस्टम्स साइट. देन बैंक ईआरपी इंटीग्रेशन फॉर डिजिटल सबमिशन ऑफ द ट्रेड डॉक्यूमेंट्स. फिनटेक एंड ब्लॉकचेन इनोवेशंस. फिनटेक ऑफरिंग इनवॉइस फाइनेंसिंग एम्बेडेड फाइनेंस एंड क्रॉस बॉर्डर पेमेंट प्लेटफॉर्म. ब्लॉकचेन पायलट्स फॉर ईएलसी प्रोसेसिंग एंड ट्रेड सेटलमेंट. नाउ पॉलिसी एंड द रेगुलेटरी फ्रेमवर्क. फॉरेन ट्रेड पॉलिसी इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एज फार एज द ट्रेड फाइनेंस इज कंसर्न. सेट्स अ गाइडलाइन फॉर एक्सपोर्ट प्रमोशन. फॉर एग्जाम्पल आर ओ डी टी ई पी देन ए सी आई एस एंड एम ई आई एस. दीज आर द स्कीम्स अंडर फॉरेन ट्रेड पॉलिसी फॉर्मुलेटेड बाय द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया सो एज टू गिव द इंसेंटिव टू द एक्सपोर्टर. आर ओ टी डी ई पी ए सी आई एस एंड एम ई आई एस. नाउ फेमा फॉरेन एक्सचेंज मैनेजमेंट एक्ट. इट कंट्रोल्स द रेगुलेट्स फॉरेन एक्सचेंज ट्रांजेक्शंस. Right? Then UCP 600, URDG, these are the ICC rules which are adopted for the LCs and guarantees. Then SEZ and EOUs. These provides the fiscal incentive and the customs benefit. Now, challenges in Indian ecosystem. As far as challenges are concerned, the heavy documentation and the procedural delay. Limited access to the finance for MSMEs, foreign exchange volatility. These are some of the challenges. This is a compliance with the international trade standard, that is AML and KYC, digital adoption and the gaps across the exporters and the banks. These are some of the challenges in the Indian ecosystem for trade finance. Recent reforms and the development, we can conclude by stating that digitalization of the customs and ICE gate services, ICE gate is of customs, push for RTDS, that is trade related adoption among the PSUs and large corporates, that is trade handling platform which is adopted by the public sector units and large corporates. Introduction of account aggregator framework for MSME credit access. Then India's focus on the free trade agreement, that is FTA, and to boost the exports trade infrastructure for export scheme, that is TIES, trade infrastructure for export scheme, TIES, to develop the export hub. Now, benefits of the trade finance for the business. After complete discussion, we have come to the stage to understand the benefits of the trade finance for the business. The trade finance provides the crucial financial and risk mitigation tools that helps the business to engage in domestic and international trade confidently and efficiently. Whether it is an exporter seeking early payment or an importer needing a credit to buy the goods, trade finance offers significant advantages across the supply chain. Let us understand these benefits. Number one, first benefit is improved cash flow and working capital. In case of early payment, exporter can receive the payment before the buyer pays through the bill discounting or factoring. That is early payment. Extended credit, by way of importers can negotiate under extended credit, importer can negotiate the longer payment term while still ensuring that the supplier gets paid on time under this. Then liquidity support, which helps to bridge the gap between the shipment and the payment, ensuring that the smooth business operates. Risk mitigation consists of several types of risk. Number one is a credit risk. Under credit risk, instruments like letter of credit and ECGCs, insurance, protect the interest of the buyer's default. Right? Then country and political risk. This trade finance shields the business from the risk arising due to the political unrest, currency inconvertibility, or sanction. Performance risk is the guarantee and the standby, and ELC ensures that seller fulfills the contractual terms. Increase the global reach. Confidence in new market enables the business to trade with the unfamiliar or high-risk countries by reducing a fear of non-payment. Trust building is another aspect of increased global risk, because financial institution guarantees the transactions, which helps to build the trust between the first-time trading partner. And the competitive advantage is the business can offer better payment terms to the buyers without compromising their own liquidity. Enhanced operational efficiency. For that, what is required is a documentation support. Therefore, banks and trade platforms assist with the managing the complex trade documentation. Okay? Digitalization trade finance tool like ELC or platform like Trades simplify and accelerate the transaction processing. Supply chain financing ensures the timely procurement and delivery through invoice financing or reverse factoring. Better negotiation power. Stronger bargaining power position, exporters and importers with the trade finance backing can negotiate the better prices or terms. The flexible payment structures. Structured trade finance enables the customized payment schedules suiting both the parties. Then support for MSME. Access to the formal credit. Trade finance opens a credit lines for the small and medium business and that may lack the collateral or credit history. TRADS platform enables the MSME to discount the invoice digitally with minimal paperwork and the better transparency. Government support is always there for the MSME, and it subsidizes the credit guarantee, interest equalization scheme, and improve affordability. Compliance and transparency. In case of compliance and transparency of the trade transaction, regulatory support is very much required. It helps to ensure the trade transaction comply with Reserve Bank of India, Foreign Exchange Management Act, and international trade rules like ICC, UCP, etc. So, audit trails the documented process, and approval makes the financial reporting and the compliance easier. Now, finally, the challenges in trade finance. What are the challenges in the trade finance? Challenges mainly consist of the structural, procedural, and regulatory challenges. Business, especially SMEs, faces these challenges that can hinder the ability to access the timely and cost-effective trade finance. Let us understand it one by one. Limited access to the MSME. Credit gap. Many small business lacks the sufficient collateral, formal credit history, or documentation, which is making it hard to access the trade finance. Okay? That is one of the challenges. In that, high perceived risk is undertaken by MSME. lenders often view that MSME as high risk, especially in the cross-border deal, leading to the rejection of the costly financing. And finally, the low awareness, limited knowledge of the trade finance instruments among the MSME or exporter importer reduces the uptake. Next one is the complex documentation and procedural cumbersome paperwork. Complex documentation. Documentations are complex, traditional, which is heavily relying on the paper documents, invoice, bill of lading, certificate of origin, etc. Manual errors and delays. Errors in documentation can lead to delay or non-payment under the letter of credit. Multiple stakeholder coordination among the exporters and importers, banks, shipping companies, and the custom can be tedious. Normally, it never happens, but there is a requirement of the coordination among these stakeholders. Now, regulatory compliance burden. Strict AML and KYC requirement. AML, anti-money laundering, I know your customer, KYC rules, require detailed scrutiny of the client and the transaction. Then foreign exchange rule, compliance with RBI and FEMA regulations, that can be complex with the business engaging in cross-border trade. Sanction and trade transactions, global trade transactions and the embargoes put by some other country add another layer of complexity for the international transactions. High cost and the fees, bank charges, LCs, guarantees, and other instruments often come with the high bank charges and hidden cost because banks is taking the risk of non-payment. Then insurance premium, credit and political risk insurance can be expensive, especially in the high-risk market. Exchange rate risk is always there because currency fluctuation can erode the profit margin and create an uncertainty in cash flow. Technological gap is always there because low digital adoption by the companies, by banks, by financial institutions, and many SMEs and the traditional exporter still they rely on manual process, slowing down the operations. Lack of integration, even though some are having the technology, but there is a lack of integration between the existing platform and the borrowed platform or purchased platform. Fragmented system between the banks, customs, business, that hinders the real-time update and automation. Cybersecurity risk, as a trade moves online, the threat to the data breaches, fraud, and cyber attacks becomes a very, very significant. Geopolitical and economic uncertainty, trade wars and sanctions, changing the international trade policies, and sanctions disrupt the supply chain and finance flows. Political instability, instability in buyers or suppliers' country increases the counterparty and the payment risk. Finally, the global recession in inflation, economic downturn reduces the demand and increases the default and raises the financial cost. Currency risk and payments risk. Exchange rate volatility, sudden depreciation or appreciation of the currency affects the profitability of the exporter or importer. Delay in payment. Buyer may default or delay the payment due to the liquidity issue, which is affecting the seller's cash flow. And inconvertibility risk, that is in some market, local currencies may not be freely convertible into hard currency. Future outlook is nothing but digitalization, regulatory evolution, increased inclusion, and technology innovation. As a global supply chain evolution as global supply chain evolve and the business adapt the dynamic economic condition, that trade finance will become more accessible, efficient, and resilient. Digitalization and automation. In this, paperless trade, smart contract blockchain, artificial intelligence, and machine learning, these are some of the technology platforms which is impacting faster processing of the transaction of the trade, reduces the cost, and better transparency in the trade transaction. Financial inclusion, MSME access to the credit. Platforms like trades, account aggregators, and Open Credit Embedment Network, that is OCEAN, will help the small business access low-cost trade finance. So, MSMEs access to the credit. Then, alternative lenders. Another, this is also among the challenge of the greater financial inclusion. Rise of NBFCs, fintechs, and peer-to-peer lending platform offering the customized financing solution, which impact the powering underserved exporters and local suppliers with working capital supports. So, under the greater financial inclusion, MSME access to the credit is one of the challenge. Alternate lenders is another challenge. Sustainable and green trade finance. The environmental, social, and governance, that is ESG. Environmental, social, and governance, that is ESG focus. This is increasing the demand for financing that the supports a sustainable supply chain. So, environmental, social, and governance, ESG focus, is one of the challenges under sustainable and green trade finance. Green financing instruments. Banks and discount and finance houses, or DFIs, will offer the incentive and lower the rates of the trade linked to the sustainable practices. The impact of sustainable and green trade finance is an alignment of the trade finance with climate and social responsibility goal. Regulatory modernization, global harmonization, alignment of the trade rules through ICC, UNCITRAL, and WTO initiatives to standardize the practices. So, regulatory modernization is also another challenge. Simplified compliance is also another challenge, which consists of digital KYC, e-signatures, streamlined FEMA and RBI guidelines in India will ease a regulatory burden. So, the impact of regulatory modernization is to reduce the friction in cross-border transaction and increase the trust in trade ecosystem. Then, resilient supply chain. What is this resilient supply chain challenge? Post-pandemic reconfiguration, companies will prioritize near-shoring diversification and risk-based financing. So, the strategy for the post-pandemic reconfiguration was a very, very big challenge. Then, supply chain finance, SCF. So, SCF expansion means wider use of supply chain finance model like reverse factoring, dynamic discounting, which may strengthen the vendor liquidity. Ultimately, the stronger and more agile global trade network, that is why the resilient supply chain is also one of the challenge. Rise of embedded trade finance. Integration into ERP and e-commerce. Okay. Now, RISE and embedded trade finance, which consist of, it was thought of that trade finance will be embedded into a platforms like Amazon, SAP, or Tally, offering the real-time credit at point of transactions. That's also another challenge. So, API-based banking, real-time loan disbursal, invoice financing, and the payment tracking through the API. So, ultimately, impact is that the seamless and real-time financing integrated into business operations. This is one of the challenges under the rise of embedded trade finance. India's role in global trade finance. FTA, Free Trade Agreement. India's growing network of free trade agreement with UAE, Australia, EU, European Unions will drive the export growth. Government initiative, schemes like ROTDEP, interest equalization, and PLI will boost the trade competitiveness. Export infrastructure development, that is modernization of the ports, logistic corridors, and digital customs will enhance the trade efficiency. The impact of the India's role in global trade finance will be the India's trade finance ecosystem will emerge as a global model for the scale and inclusion. So friends, here we complete our discussion on chapter first, that introduction to the trade finance. Thank you very much.